The 11th episode of Heeson's Yacht Talk deep dives into the topic of how to develop yachts with cleaner, more efficient propulsion. Hydrogen remains a focal point, but there are plenty of effective short-term solutions to meet emissions targets. To meet the requirements, however, the industry first needs to fundamentally change the way we approach energy and yachting. Host Charlotte Kahn is joined by Tobias Cole, Director of Application Engineering for Marine at MTU Rolls-Royce Power Systems, a leading expert in the field of hybrid drive systems and exhaust after-treatment solutions, and Peter Dykstra, owner of Green Tech Invest, an independent consultant for electric energy systems and a pioneer in marine hybrid propulsion. In 2021, MTU Rolls-Royce Power Systems celebrated the 25th anniversary of its Series 2000 and Series 4000 engines, the first of which were installed on board Heeson yachts, liaising with and educating owners and shipyards on the possibilities around cleaner propulsion systems is part and parcel of Tobias Cole's daily routine. He points out that much of what we rely upon in the marine industry has been learned from the automotive sector. "Most of the technologies that we have on board yachts today have come from automotive," says Cole. "From exhaust after-treatment systems to hybrid installations, these types of innovations happened in the car industry first. Our job is to transfer those developments to the marine industry and make it fit the relevant market needs." There are, of course, differences between the two sectors, adds Cole, highlighting brake energy recovery as an example of something that does not translate from automotive to yachts. The niche properties of yachting, compared to automotive's mass market opportunities, also present challenges. "That's where we need to further develop standards within yachting and learn from one another and transfer applications rather than developing one-off unique models for individual yachts." Peter Dykstra highlights subsectors within the maritime industry, from tugboats and ferries to inland vessels, as well as the aviation sector, as being at the forefront of change. "Aerospace is going electric too, and there's a lot of ongoing development there that can help the yacht industry," he points out. Hydrogen. Regarding clean propulsion, all eyes are on hydrogen fuel cell technology. Cole believes it is the most important energy sector of the future, as we can produce hydrogen on a green, renewable basis. The main challenge is the capacity to store large amounts of energy on board a yacht. That's why the use of methanol fuel cells, which are able to operate with reformer technology and then be combined with a methanol combustion engine, could be the future, he says. Dykstra agrees, saying, "Hydrogen is a building block to come to a sustainable solution. It's not only the yacht that needs to carry fuel. There is an energy need and refueling requirement in the destinations where the yacht is heading to. In that instance, liquid fuels could be a more logical solution than gas, allowing the yacht to become an energy supply to remote areas where it's difficult to have sustainable infrastructure, such as small Caribbean islands or locations with hot climates." Both experts conclude that the end result will be a form of energy mixing. "There's not just one fuel that fits everything," says Cole, "but we have the chance right now to influence how that happens for the future." New strategies. Forming part of MTU's new strategy, Cole highlights the three key pillars that will go towards making yachts cleaner in the next few years. "First, we need to look at efficiency, including how today's diesel engines are used, after-treatment systems, and waste heat recovery systems. Second, we need to combine electrification and hybridization on yachts. At present, both elements are completely independent from one another. And third, our net zero strategy means we must develop our engines further to be ready for sustainable fuels and have a clean, holistic approach, that is, zero CO2 in the atmosphere." Talking through a scale model of MTU's hybrid system, Cole highlights some of the benefits and key features, including meeting new emissions requirements, the newly developed electric motor, which gives the option of powering a yacht entirely on electricity, as well as recharging the batteries on a long-distance cruise. "Our approach is for this to be a modular system," says Cole, "which delivers standardized interfaces, all pre-tested in our facilities and just one point of contact within MTU. Heeson has taken its own steps towards sustainable yachting with the launch of Blue Nautech, which it unveiled at the 2021 Monaco Yacht Show. It consists of six pillars: hull efficiency, propulsion efficiency, energy saving at anchor, sustainable operations, alternative materials, and sustainable production methods." We're taking this step by step, but Project Sapphire's optimized hull, newly launched Galactica's pitch propellers and battery pack, and our hybrid propulsion system are all examples of what we're already achieving, says Sjoerd van Hoek, senior naval architect at Heesen. Future endeavors. A pioneer in the world of electric drivetrain solutions, Dijkstra introduced a hybrid engine system as early as 2006. Today, we're still busy finding new ways, smaller sizes, lower footprints, and better components, he says. We're still finding new solutions, getting into the heads of designers and to the heart of what owners truly want from their yachts. Heesen's award-winning yacht Home was the first yacht from the Dutch shipyard to have a hybrid propulsion system. Going forward, Dijkstra believes it is the new generation that is pushing for hybrid solutions. I think that push is becoming stronger and stronger. And in the end, there will only be hybrids or full electric yachts. Regions around the world are becoming less accessible for full diesel vessels. Cole agrees, adding, hybrid allows clients to enter protected areas with their yachts. There are definitely customer benefits in the technology. I also think there is an expectation from both the market and society to see the yachting industry set standards and be cleaner for the future. Tune in for the next episode of Yacht Talk.